Good morning, a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And each day we get up, Alan, rub our eyes and wonder what's going to happen. But we know that we can find out from WAMC. And right now in our lockbox, challenge $371,474.
It's getting close, David. We have to start on Monday morning at 6 o'clock. And between now and then, we need $130,000, as my poor math is showing. And it scares the hell out of me, to be honest with you. We can do this. We're getting close. I feel the whoosh coming, as in the whoosh factor when the sink empties out. It's getting faster and faster and faster. And if everybody just does something now, I mean something now, we'll make it. Look, these are terrible times. You have Donald Trump before the American people last night equating the national debt with the stock market. It's insanity. It really is. I mean, the fact of the matter is, one is a reflection of how much companies are making, and the other is how much we owe and how much we've already spent. So we have a president who says anything, and now he's off to talking about how we have to punish NBC by taking their stations away via the FCC process. It's got to be bone-chilling for a lot of people. Republican senators and others are writing to the president saying, didn't you say you would uphold the Constitution and the First Amendment? This is very, very frightening. As we go into a fund drive, we know why WAMC is so important to all of us. And we know that the moment that this kind of thing begins, it is a sort of a totalitarianism that was predictable all along and is now showing the American people what Donald Trump is really made of.
And a reminder, if you want to keep the freedom of information going through WAMC, it's WAMC.org.
And not only that, David, but when everybody makes a contribution, it is a sort of don't tread on me sign. It means we're behind this station and we're not going to sit still while this kind of nonsense is going on, while government puts its grubby hands on our media outlets and says, you know, we give a little bit of money. And by the way, it's only a little bit of money, but we could take that away, or we can make sure that your license gets taken away. Hey, look, if you put money in, you're basically voting and people are noticing.
Let's go to Massachusetts for a minute. I see, Alan, that supporters of legislation to allow physician-assisted suicide are urging local government bodies in two areas in our region, Amherst and Northampton, to approve resolutions in favor of the bill before the state legislature, the End of Life Options Act. Your thoughts?
I'm for it. Boy, am I for it, David. I think it's a great idea. We see animals in great pain. We're able to put them down. Now, you want to make sure that when you do it in such a way that the person is of their right mind. You want to make sure that nobody is throwing grandma from the train in order to get the inheritance. You want to have doctors who testify that this is legitimate. You see, I have a sense that it can be done with all the protections in the world, but it should be done. We know that.
Let's turn to the discussion that you had, and listeners can hear this afternoon at 3 o'clock, with Dr. Gerald Benjamin, your old friend and colleague from the Benjamin Center in New Paltz, about the Constitutional Convention, the ballot question coming up for New Yorkers.
It's sort of an optimism versus pessimism. The legislature isn't doing things to take care of its own ethics problems, and they never will. The problem here is that the same people who get elected to the legislature are in control of the electoral process. They know how to get people nominated. So if you're a natural-born pessimist, I am, you say, well, do we want to spend tens of millions of dollars on yet another failed attempt? Jerry Benjamin, Hank DeLay, and a whole bunch of people are saying, no, we have to do it because at least it offers the possibility of change. We're optimistic that this can happen.
Well, optimism abound when it comes to the WAMC listening audience. WAMC.org. Let's keep WAMC alive.
This is it. The moment when everybody says, I'm voting. I'm voting with $5. I'm voting with $100. I don't want the grubby politicians touching our station. WAMC.org. Go there and get the few Harry Belafonte tickets that are left. The Capitol steps are all gone. 1-800-323-9262 is zero, or much better, especially early in the morning, do it by going to WAMC.org, and it will sure count. It'll be great to see you there.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.